crisps, get bananas. All right, so let's take a look. So back into the Gemara and Beis on Beis. So the Gemara is saying like this: that according to the Rabbanon, the Mishnah is not a problem. The Mishnah is not a problem. Why? So even though Rabbanon say Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, and here there's no Raya. Right? Here there's no Raya. But that's only because you only need a raya when there's a motzi mechavero. So what was the havmina?
They're both still motzi.
They're both still motzi.
Maybe they're both still motzi, even though they're both in motzi from each other. So consider them motzi.
That's one havmina.
You should be down here, Rabbi.
They're both a motzi.
Means on the ma'isa, it's not on the result. I mean, both were motzi.
But then the maskan is no, we're both not motzi?
Because you're focusing on the outcome. The outcome is that we're effectuating doing nothing, whatever it is.
Well, you could say, yeah, I was thinking a little differently. Maybe I have to think about the merit of your approach. But one second. But another way is what? And you say that the Rabbanan, that they thought the Rabbanan held, you can't change the status of a thing without Eidus. Right? No, you just can't change the status of something without Eidus. This has a status of Shnayim Ochsin. You know, whatever, it would have to be Munach. We have to stay, as it is in this dispute. We have to stay in a dispute. So, I think that would be a Havmina, that the Rabbanan held without Eidus, you can't change the status of the thing. Whatever the status of it is, doesn't matter. There's nothing special about the status of being a muhsuk in one person's rishus, or being muhsuk in both of them. You just can't change that that chezkas mamon without edus. And then the Rebbe says no, it's not a din of the chezkas mamon per se. It's a din of being a motzi mechavero. Right? Can't be a motzi mechavero. So what does Rashi say? Olav haraya be'edim ve'ilo lo govi midi. Something Rashi puts that in, right? Lo govi midi. Yeah. V'hacha cholkim b'shua. And then the Gemara says, so how do you learn? So over here, how could the Rabbanan learn? Because over here, tervayu tofsi. Ve'ein kan motzi michavero. Right? So they get rid of the problem of a motzi. But why do you need a shua? Kevan de mechzer gubayna, you still need a shua. You still need a shua for the collection. Why is it mechzer gubayna? Because each one is still holding on to all of it, Rashi says. Each one is holding on to all of it, and you want to collect half. Each one is holding on to all of it, and you want to collect half. It's not considered a motzi mechavero, but it's it's lacking collection. It's lacking collection, and the Rabbanan hold you can't just collect things for nothing. You got to do something special to collect. So over here you don't need Adim. Over here you don't need Adim. Because there's no motzi, but you need a shul. Does that make any sense? You need edim. In other words, even though we're going to say you don't need edim to be zocha to half, you can be zocha to half without edim. In other words, if it's somebody else's property, if I go to Jake's property and I say that's mine, I don't have a right to that property at all without edus. Right? But over here he's saying you don't need edus to have a right to half. Right, you don't need Eidus to have a right to half. So Beis Din says, I have a right to half. So why can't I take my half? Right? In other words, if the whole problem with... that's the problem. The problem is, because the plain way to learn is that you need Eidim to prove that you have a zechus to the thing. So that's when it's in your rishus, I need Eidim to prove I have a zechus. But over here, I don't need Eden to prove I have a zchus. So what do I need anything? So what else am I missing? So what am I missing? That's why Rashi is focusing on this, on another idea. It's not just a matter of whether there's a, whether we know who has a zchus. Could be we know you have a zchus. You have a zchus for half. But there's a slight problem of collecting it. There's a problem of collecting it. We won't let you collect it. We won't let you collect from the grasp of somebody else without with for free. You have to take a shua. But what, but what's the idea? I mean, what's going on here? What's the idea?